you. The judge for this year's Walt Whitman Award was W.S. Merwin, who, because he lives in Hawaii, cannot be here in person to present it. But his citation reads as follows. It is always a happy surprise to come upon a new talent, to hear it in words, and realize once again something that seems unmistakable in a manifestation that has never been heard before. The poems in The Game of Statues begin at once with an authentic musical authority of expression, of setting and of circumstance, and so of drama. The articulation not simply of feeling, but of mixed feeling. These are poems of such maturity that it is startling to remember that this is a first book, and they present us repeatedly with moments of great immediacy and at the same time with a perspective that becomes characteristic of them, a mark of their artistry and their artist. They are complex and troubling. No wonder another person's skin will always feel softer than yours. But of course, there is a wonder in it, and the ironies that underlie the intricate revelations of these poems are part of their truth, their singularity. In the letter with which he sent this citation, he goes on to say, "Now I want to know whether the author is John and Anne Hollander's daughter, whom I knew as a very little girl. By an amazing coincidence, I too knew Martha Hollander as a very little girl, and it gives me the kind of pleasure I had hitherto thought was reserved for the author of Le Temps Retrouvé to introduce the visibly grown-up young woman to my left. Martha Hollander grew up in New York City and graduated from Yale University in 1980. She was the recipient in 1976 of the Jacob Gladstein Memorial Prize awarded by poetry for her translation of 10 poems by Catullus. Her poems have appeared in various magazines and journals and are anthologized in Under 35, The New Generation of American Poets. A chapbook, Always History, was published in 1985 by Seacliff Press. She currently lives in Oakland, California, and is a candidate for a PhD in art history at the University of California at Berkeley. There's no improving on W.S. Merwin's words, but let me go on to add that Martha Hollander's poems are unusually conversant with disciplines other than that of poetry, with painting, archaeology, lacquer work, cinema. The feeling they give me, which I would be a simpleton not to endorse, is that to live even a private life has become such a sad and complicated affair in this world of ours, not to speak of that world of theirs, the people left cold by the very notion of a private life, that for its communication we need every scrap of artistry, begged or borrowed or stolen, that we can possibly lay our hands on. Martha Hollander comes more naturally than most young artists by her skills and her sound instincts. But before I make her wince by speaking of unfair advantages, let me remind her how rarely the children of celebrated parents grow up to be extraordinary in their own right. It's always for the young artist, no matter how coddled or oppressed, to find the subterranean, wholly personal passage to his or her life's work. And it's precisely this finding by the author of The Game of Statues that we have gathered to celebrate. I'm delighted to present the 1989 Walt Whitman Award to Martha Hollander.